Puck needs to watch out. As she searches the seagrass, she'll be unaware of any shark approaching. If a tiger shark closes in from behind, her sonar cannot detect it. Distracted, Puck could easily be attacked. Once detected, Puck can easily outswim a shark. But when her calf arrives, it won't be so easy for her to escape.
It gets very shallow in here. This is the low tide, too. Dugongs, mother and a calf. Oh, look at this little baby. Look at that.
More than 10,000 dugongs live in Shark Bay. It's the largest population in the world. Grazing on the grass beds, they're the most vulnerable to shark attacks. In the shallows, they have less room to maneuver.
The calf swims on top of its mom. That way it's protected from the tiger sharks, which could make a good meal of a dugong calf.
Much slower swimming than dolphins, thousands of dugong calves are taken by the sharks every summer.
Got dolphins and dugongs together here. Hey, Puck. Oh, you are wide.
Looking for clues as to when Puck might give birth, Janet lowers a special microphone into the water.